5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Purdue-Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, W-I-S-cowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events, food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast, you've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament, again, arts and crafts, so many events taking place, and the official Wisconsin State adult and team cow chip throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris, now running for president, denying she flip-flopped on key issues in an interview with CNN. Harris was pointedly asked whether she supports a ban on fracking.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Harris now also saying she'd continue construction on a border wall, something she said she was against during the Trump administration. On the campaign trail, former President Trump says he'd push for IVF treatments to be paid by insurance companies or Uncle Sam. Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this morning trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. 3 Dallas police officers shot, one of them dead after a shootout with a suspect who police say tried to ambush an officer in his vehicle. The suspect shot and killed by police after a car chase. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Wisconsin Dells middle school counselor has been accused of having a sexual relationship with a student. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, on August 23rd, the department received a complaint regarding an inappropriate relationship between a Wisconsin Dells school district employee and a student. During the investigation, it was determined that the 32-year-old Wisconsin Dells middle school counselor was having a sexual relationship with a juvenile student. The man was taken into custody without incident on Tuesday and is now facing tentative charges of second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated acts of sexual assault of a child. Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend. A few clouds, lingering showers this morning, sunny by this afternoon, cooler, less humid, 79 today, 55 tonight, 83 tomorrow. We're talking sunshine, low to mid-70s by Sunday and Labor Day. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
I want you to want me.
I'm 80s, 90s, and more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Debbie Gibson, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Debbie Gibson celebrating her 54th birthday this weekend, so I figured it was just more than appropriate that we play some Debbie Gibson. And I mentioned, Finn, we're going to roll out some Gloria Estefan this morning and maybe some Tragedy by the Bee Gees yet this hour as we celebrate other celebrity birthdays on our particular list. I love being able to throw in some stuff we don't play on a normal basis. It's always super fun. I'm looking at the Miami Sound Machine Gloria Estefan music that we have right now, and I'm trying to decide what I want to go with. I mean, I have everything from 1, 2, 3, Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, Bad Boy, and Conga, so I'm not really sure which one we're gonna go with this morning yet.
That's all on you. You have to pick that one.
I know. Maybe we'll go with I really like Bad Boy, but maybe we'll go with the Conga staple. I don't know. I'm gonna end up rock, paper, scissoring myself or flipping a coin at some point here. Corey Hartman's up, so maybe I'll get his opinion on which one we should play this morning as well. Now, let me ask you a question. How would you rate your hot dog intake from the summer months? Did you do well? Are you a little underwhelmed at this point by the number of hot dogs that you've eaten? This is a serious question as we go into Labor Day.
I'm probably under in that category. Probably underperforming.
Me too. And it turns out that most of us are going to need to step up our hot dog intake big time this weekend because we have 212 million hot dogs to eat by Tuesday.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot. According to the latest Labor Day statistics, 818 hot dogs are eaten every second from Memorial Day to Labor Day, which means we have 212 million hot dogs left to eat over the next 3 days. Now, of course, you know I love to pull out my random fun facts over the holidays, right? And I've got some really good ones here for the Labor Day weekend. So 67% of us plan on celebrating Labor Day. Now, I don't know if that means the rest of us have to work, you know, like that other 30-some percent, because I can't do math on the fly this morning. But, you know, for 67% of us, we're going to kick back and do some sort of celebration. 63% of people plan to have some sort of barbecue over the weekend, which the weather is going to be perfect, so please get that in. Roughly 168 million of us, 16 and older, are in the labor force, because obviously we're celebrating all the people in the world who go out there every single day and put in that hard work. The national unemployment rate was at 4.3% in July, which is down significantly from 9.5% 15 years ago. The unemployment rate peaked at 14.7% during the pandemic in April of 2020. According to a recent poll, Washington, D.C. is the hardest working city at an average of 8.1 hours of work per day. The national average isn't that far off, about 7.9 hours. Again, it comes down to work-life balance. I don't think we're very good at that in this country. Burlington, Vermont is the laziest city. Well, who says lazy? I say they might have a key to life in Burlington.
Exactly.
People are only working an average of 6.6 hours per workday. That's out of the 116 top cities in America. 78% of us left vacation days unused in 2023. That seems pretty significant and pretty
legit. How can you do that? Come on.
I know. But there's a lot of people who don't even realize it, right? Like, they don't realize they haven't taken a day off. Like, we are so programmed in this country to get up every single day. It's kind of like the old Dunkin' Donuts guy. Do you remember him? It's time to make the donuts. And he'd shuffle around and you'd watch him go in to make these awesome donuts. And again, aging myself, going way back to the 80s on that one. That's always how I equate every morning, though. When I get out of bed, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go make the donuts. Going to go make the donuts. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think a lot of us, whether you're saying physically out loud, it's time to make the donuts, or you've got that kind of mindset, I don't even think we realize that we're not taking any time off.
I just don't think we know how to unplug and relax and just take a break.
No, and I've said it before. I mean, we do a lot of really amazing things in this country very, very well. Our work-life balance, I think we could take a lesson or two from other countries who are definitely trying to figure it out a little bit better. Nearly 2 in 3 of us say inflation is affecting their Labor Day plans. Well, thank you to all the corporates for that. And 67% of people believe they're working harder this year than last year. I'm pretty sure that number goes up every single year. And for good reason, because we're leaving so many unused vacation days on the table.
We're
never taking a break. Now, if you plan on doing any traveling for the Labor Day weekend, a decent amount of people are probably going to spend the long weekend doing something, maybe going on some sort of road trip or excursion. And if you are chomping at the bit to get everything finished so that you can rush home, pack the car, and get on your way for the weekend, there's some bad news, because today is actually the worst time to travel for Labor Day. Although you probably could have guessed that. I don't know why we need statistics and me to tell this information. Put this information out there. AAA actually ranked 15 travel times from the most to least crazy, and today is going to be the worst day for travel. Well, it's a good thing we're hitting the road a little later on. I can't wait for that. Corey will be driving, so no worries. Monday, the last day of the long weekend, is the second worst, followed by Sunday, yesterday, and next Friday, if you're able to make like an entire week of it, or maybe book the wrong weekend, because, well, sometimes that happens too. It's why we need to take some of those unused vacation days so that we're clear-minded when we're actually planning stuff. The best time to travel was last Tuesday. So if you're retired and have that sort of flexibility to travel at the least convenient times, you can go ahead and do that. Overall, the TSA said that it expects airplane passenger volumes to be up almost 9% higher from last year at this time. And that also shouldn't be any sort of shock because airports have fully recovered from the pandemic years. The 10 busiest travel days in the TSA's history have all come in just the past 3 months, interestingly enough. According to AAA, Seattle is the number one Labor Day weekend destination this year. All right. Why Seattle? Is there something special going on? Or are we just relishing the cooler temperatures and more rain? Like, I don't understand why I don't understand some things in life. And
I would love to take a vacation
Seattle's
there.
Seattle's gorgeous.
But,
yeah. No, I just don't understand why it would be such a big Labor Day.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that, like, I would question. But, you know, again, we're getting out there. We're doing some exploring and traveling. That's all good stuff. That's actually up nearly 30% from last year when Seattle also topped the list. Anchorage and Juneau, Alaska are also on the top 10 list this year as far as Labor Day destinations, along with Orlando, San Francisco, and Denver if you're staying in the domestic United States. Vancouver, Rome, London, Dublin, Barcelona, and Athens if you're going to be doing a little travel for this Labor Day weekend on a worldwide basis. Boy, my plans to the Minnesota State Fair seem kind of boring now when you look at what some of these other people are doing.
No, you're taking baby steps. That's what it is. Juneau, Alaska, that one kind of surprises
right?
me at this time of year.
It's an interesting list of places where we want to travel. And I love the people who are like, heck, forget this Labor Day and eating hot dogs in America. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to London. Yeah. Well, again, they might know how to take a better vacation than we do in this country. So whatever you're doing this Labor Day weekend, whether you are doing some traveling, whether you're staying at home, whether you're hanging out in the area, just make it a great, safe weekend and really try to get some rest and relaxation in there. We say it all the time. It's easier said than done, but hopefully you can just kind of kick back this weekend and really enjoy yourself and really take a little break from the labor that is why we celebrate Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah.
Now, we do have to talk about our big deal of the day. It's happening right now over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And before I tell you this amazing deal, I want to remind you that when you're shopping over at MaxFMBigDeals.com and you are staying here maybe for the Labor Day weekend or maybe you're in town listening this morning and you want to save some money, we've got some really great instant download options over there. And really all that means is that you still purchase their certificates at a reduced rate and they're going to be on your phone instead of waiting for us to send you anything. And that means that you get instant gratification from your shopping experience at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Whether it's some sort of experience you want to have this weekend with the family and friends, or maybe a really great meal out, some of those adult beverages we've talked about, make sure you go check those out and load those up on your phone so that you can save some money at the same time you're resting and relaxing. Now, our big deal of the day, speaking of relaxing, this sounds amazing. It's for a quality float spa in Wisconsin Dells. Float spas are the new big thing. Have you seen these? These are so cool. So, so cool, Finn. And really, it's just pure tranquility with flotation therapy. Floating reduces stress, anxiety, and inflammation in the body. And with our big deal of the day, a $90 certificate towards a float is only going to cost you $45. 50% off today only at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So go take advantage of that. Whether you want to take advantage of that for yourself after the kids go back to school, save it for a moment when you know you're really going to need it, or maybe gift it to somebody else who could really use a day of stress-free floating. This is the perfect opportunity. No promo code needed. Just stock that up in your cart and we'll do the math for you at checkout. But today only, take advantage of our big deal of the day.
That sounds like the perfect way to relax.
Isn't that amazing? Those flotation spas, I've seen like videos of those and I've seen videos of what happens at a quality. It just looks like pure bliss. That's all. Like, you just want to put out this big sigh of relief because it essentially looks like one of the greatest things you could ever do. Just awesome stuff. So definitely take advantage. Like, see, I'm the mom, right? And so I think about like how hard summer can be, like keeping the kids active and all of the activities and engaged.
Right, and way then, to just de-stress, right?
Right. You take them back to school, you get them sent on their merry way, you get them in a little bit of a routine, and then you get this certificate to a quality float spa. And sometime in the next week or so, once the kids are settled and you know it's going to be another great school year, you just take a day for yourself, an afternoon, an hour, whatever you need, and you go to a quality, and you've only paid $45 for the $90 float. So see, I'm thinking like a mom, helping you out. And you know, it's also good for the dads out there as well, if you need a little break of rest and relaxation, because we know you work really hard as well. MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's where you need to go to pick one of those up and treat yourself. Maybe there's a couples float. Maybe you could treat yourself in the middle of the day to a couples float while the kids are in school. See, now I'm helping you out. Now I'm just thinking like an parent who's always got kids around.
And a marriage counselor, actually.
Right?
I know.
Everybody's quiet. Nobody has to talk. You get to just decompress, get rid of the stress. And when you walk out of there, you're a brand new couple ready to take on the world together. That's right. Taking a look at this forecast right now. A few clouds and showers going to linger this morning. And then things are going to open up and we're going to see some sunshine, some cooler temperatures, and a lot less humidity by later today. 79 is all for a high today. 55 tonight, then tomorrow should be gorgeous with a high near 83. And then as we take a look at Sunday and Monday of your Labor Day weekend, oh, beautiful. Lots of sunshine with highs in the low to mid 70s at all. So get out there is all, and get out there and enjoy that. Do some barbecuing, enjoy some time outside. And again, the whole theme of this weekend is a little rest and relaxation. Right now, it is 67.
Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And during the month of August, we are partnering with the Reedsburg Head Start Program by having a fundraiser every Wednesday night for the month of August between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., where 10% of the till plus all of the tips will be given back to the Reedsburg Head Start. We look forward to everyone coming out to the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and support all those little smiling faces. Thank you.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
99.7 Max FM.
Rhythm is going to get you. There is Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine, as of course she is celebrating her birthday this weekend. Gloria Estefan is 67 years old. So, of course, we're going to pull out some Gloria Estefan music. Still got the Bee Gees coming up this hour, too, as we celebrate Barry Gibb's birthday. He's going to be 78. He's the last Bee Gee standing. I promise there's no disco involved, although that also sounds kind of fun on a Friday morning. But we won't go that route. We'll go something a little different for the Bee Gees, all right? Now, we're going to talk about what's going on this weekend in Baraboo, because there is a lot, especially if you're doing a little staycation for the Labor Day weekend. We've got that Baraboo River Rendezvous that gets started today. That extends all the way through Sunday at Spirit Point. And then there is going to be a fish fry with live music tonight at Devil's Lake State Park. Relish Tray Bistro provides the food. Chris Cuter is going to provide the music. It gets started at 4:30 on the North Shore. Now, you do have to have a park sticker if you don't already have one, so make sure you get that handled before you head into that delicious fish fry. Lots of live music around the area, not only tonight, but then again tomorrow through Sunday. You throw in a farmer's market in downtown Baraboo tomorrow. You throw in the West Baraboo Saturday market and a Baraboo Sunday market over the weekend, and you have made a very complete weekend by hanging out in Baraboo and having a really great time. Now, if you do want more information about any of these events that are taking place this weekend, or you want to do a little event planning for the fall season, all you have to do is check out baraboo.com. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. We've got another fair on the square. We've got an Oktoberfest in the next few weeks. We don't ever take a break in Baraboo. That's a very good thing. Again, baraboo.com, so you can do some planning for yourself. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to lose the clouds and the humidity, give way to cooler, sunny weather later today. John Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports in just moments here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Aaron Savalier tossed seven innings of two-hit shutout ball to lead the Brewers to a 6-0 win over the Giants on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Garrett Mitchell clubbed his third homer of the season as the Brewers took 2-3 in the series. In the Midwest League, Beloit down Peoria 6-2. Quad Cities over Wisconsin 4-2. Football Badgers open their season at home tonight against Western Michigan. Safety Hunter Wohler said things are much more comfortable in Luke Fickell's second season.
It's definitely different than last year at this time, just because we've had a full year
under our belt. You know, we obviously played the season. There's definitely more of an understanding, and players understand what the coaches are asking of us and understand the playbook, you know, where we need to be better from last year. So the guys are ready. The guys are smarter than last year, so we're ready to go.
Scottie Scheffler sits atop the leaderboard after the opening round of the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta. Scheffler shot a 6-under-65 to go to 16-under for the first round. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend. A few clouds, lingering showers this morning. Sunny by this afternoon. Cooler, less humid. 79 today. 55 tonight. 83 tomorrow. We're talking sunshine. Low to mid-70s by Sunday and Labor Day. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68. 99.7.
Warming up just a smidge on this Friday morning as we get ready for a big Labor Day weekend. I promise that we weren't going to play any disco this morning, although I love a good jive talking or staying alive. But Barry Gibb, the last BG standing, is 78 years old this weekend. So I went deep into the treasure trove and I pulled out Tragedy as we celebrate a BG birthday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:39 right now. There was nobody who could hit a good falsetto like the Gibb brothers, was there, Finn?
You know what's weird is when I was younger, I was not able to appreciate any of the disco stuff or the Bee Gees stuff. I mean, I was more into the rock and roll stuff, and disco was at that time a kind of a hard pass.
Sure.
But I remember that album the family actually had, which was Spirits Having Flown, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the album cover had a little bit of a reddish hue to it. And of course, all three Bee Gees were on it. But as I got older, I really started to really appreciate that stuff a lot more when I could let my bias against disco fall by the side of the road. And now, you know, I've got some of their albums and CDs in my collection, and I love some of it. You Should Be Dancing is
that's a great
classic.
Song. That's a great song.
And what's weird about that high falsetto thing is, even though they did it a little bit throughout their career, because if you listen to the Bee Gees in the 60s, completely different group than the Bee Gees in the 70s. Completely different. I mean, they fit more into that Beatles mode in the 60s.
They had to do something to set themselves apart once they got into the 70s, and they did it.
Yeah, Barry discovered that really, really high note and jive talking, and then, I mean, that was it. After Saturday Night Fever, I mean, they were super huge band, and I believe Maurice passed in 2003, and then Robin passed away in 2012, so Barry... Last BG standing.
Last one standing. And then, of course, they had their brother, Andy, who had his solo career as well. So going back to my oldies radio days, because we played a lot of Bee Gees, the 60s stuff, and then, of course, the disco 70s stuff. I don't love a lot of disco either. It's not really my forte, but I can appreciate Tragedy. I mean, that's a banger of a song. It really is.
Yeah.
And you can't, I can't imagine when people heard it in the dance clubs and stuff, they were like, it's got a good beat. I mean, it's got an incredible beat. It's a little bit of a banger of a song. Makes you kind of feel like you can run through a wall in a weird disco kind of way, right? Like you can hustle your way all the way through that Kool-Aid Man style wall.
That's why that music was there, was to get you up on your feet and start dancing. You should be dancing.
Yeah. Good stuff. I love the Bee Gees. All right. So, you know, if we had a 4-day work week, Finn, we'd already be celebrating the weekend and we'd be looking at potentially a 5-day weekend. But, alas, here we are. Long weekends always have us thinking a little bit like, how can we do this more often? 4-day weeks may be a pipe dream, but that's not going to stop a lot of us from dreaming of those pipes, so to speak. A recent poll asked people if they were to switch to a 4-day work week, which extra day would they like to have off? And not surprisingly, most people wanted a 3-day weekend. 47% of people said that they'd like to have Friday off. 27% said that they want Monday off. Some of those people were probably hoping to kill the Monday vibe, but Tuesdays would be the
new Monday.
Right, that would be my argument. So it might be a little bit worse even. 21% of people would pick Wednesdays to give themselves a break in the middle. I can see that too, which is actually, it's a pretty smart idea. 2% would pick Thursdays, which would definitely nix any work getting done on Fridays. The least popular option was Tuesdays, which was less than 1% of people's choice. That creates a major problem, especially making two Mondays. I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Someone in the poll asked why anyone would want Tuesdays off, and someone else had a perfect response. Tacos.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Priorities.
All day it's Taco Tuesday, and we're just going to sit there and eat those and add a margarita or two, and that's why we aren't getting anything done on a Tuesday.
But then there's Wednesday. That's going to come on the heels.
That's right.
So
that's right. I guess I would like a Friday, because I agree with the mindset that your Tuesday would essentially be the new Monday, and let's just get that over with as soon as possible. You know, if you can go, Thursdays, your vibe is a little bit better anyway, because you know that the next day is Friday, and it's essentially closer to the weekend, and you only have to put in these few hours. So imagine if, you know, Thursday you walked out of work, and you're like, that's it, done, we're just gonna go have a good time.
Right.
Fridays are a vibe. They are. They really are.
Look, I'm not going to complain about any extra day off that we could have. Okay. Middle of the week, I don't know, because then it feels like, you're getting ready for the weekend, but then you just have a day off, and then you have
then
to work
the
again.
Then there's the letdown that you have to go back.
Yeah. I think if I were to choose, it probably would be between a Friday and a Monday.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about Fridays, though, is even when you're working a Friday, it still has that Friday vibe to it.
Sure.
Like, there's the excitement of the weekend is coming up, and you just have to get through this Friday.
Sure.
And if that day became Thursday, I don't know. It might be just a huge change of gears for switch of gears for me to get used to. I don't know.
What I love is that here we are in a world where we just talked a little earlier this morning about people not using all their vacation days, and here we are just dreaming of a 4-day work week, knowing that in some sort of reality it's never coming, but
it's
if
never
we lived in
happen.
Some sort of fourth or fifth dimension, maybe, just maybe, we would get our 4-day work week.
But yet we have all these other countries that get it. They understand.
I know. You know, it's interesting because I was watching some sort of documentary the other day, and I don't even remember what it was. It was something Dexter found, and he was watching it. It was a lot on European culture and how they were talking in France about how it's such taboo to go to a party and even bring up work. Heck, most of our parties in this country are because of work, and that's why we're there, right? To meet with clients or to, you know, because we're being forced to, because it looks good to the boss that we showed up at this outside event. And here in France, they're like, no, we don't talk. We're not going to even talk about work at a party. I mean, they shut down for summer solstice in the middle of their cities and just celebrate the summer solstice and all of this good stuff that it's going to usher in with a day of music and dancing and drinking and food. And we're like, it's just another day. I was kind of jealous watching this documentary Dexter pulled out from wherever. I think it was like some sort of National Geographic thing. But I was like, I'm a little jealous, right? Of these people. Envious, they got it going on. They know what's up. Yeah. They know what's up.
And well, that's why this Labor Day weekend is even more important for us to just kind of relax and unwind and
have a good time. Yeah. Have a good time. Now, we got to talk about our calendar days, because if Labor Day and the extra day off is not enough for a lot of you, then there's a few things that we can celebrate this weekend. And starting with today, there's a few good ones. College Colors Day is today. So this is the day we sport our Badgers black and red and get ready for another great season of football and another year of educating our young people in this country. So College Colors Day, celebrate well. It's also National Beach Day, which, you know, for a lot of us, we might be heading there for the Labor Day weekend, so enjoy that. And if you're not going anywhere, remember Mirror Lake State Park, Devil's Lake State Park, they got some pretty incredible beaches for you to kick back and relax on as well. It's Slinky Day today as well, Finn. Slinky. I love
Do you remember
Slinkies.
The jingle? It's Slinky. Yes. It's Slinky.
Yep, that was one of my favorites. I had a metal one and I had a plastic one. I preferred my plastic one because my metal one always got twisted amongst itself. And then when it did, it was pretty much ruined. You could get a few more walks down the stairs with your plastic slinky than you could the metal one. Once
we
got
were
tangled.
Amused with the simplest things back then.
I know.
Like, here's a cardboard
tops,
box. Have fun with it, kids.
Spinning tops, slinkies, right? Etch-a-sketches. I mean, we were forever grateful for those things. Now, if we gave a kid a slinky, they'd be like, what kind of computer does this come out of? It looks a little large. It'd be like all those videos that you see where you give a kid a floppy disk nowadays, or you give them a rotary dial phone and they're like, exactly. Let's see, we've got a few good food ones on the list this weekend as well. Today it's National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Get those fire pits going for your Labor Day weekend and have a delicious toasted marshmallow. And then it's also National Mai Tai Day. Oh, that just screams Labor Day weekend relaxation, quite honestly.
Exactly.
As we look ahead to tomorrow, it's Eat Outside Day, so maybe some nice picnics for the Labor Day weekend. Weather's going to be beautiful for it, so I would say get out there as much as you can. Play Music on the Porch Day is also tomorrow.
Yeah.
Grab the guitar, grab whatever you got, and maybe a harmonica if you're a player, and go sit out in the beautiful weather and enjoy Mai Tai by your side. See, you're not going wrong there, Finn. What else do we have on the list for tomorrow? We've got some good food ones, and when I say good food ones, we'll get to the best one here in a second, but National Trail Mix Day is tomorrow. Got to have a little sustenance every now and then. Trail mix is good for that. But the big one tomorrow is International Bacon Day. Now, of course, people all around the globe are going to be celebrating this incredible gift of fried pork. It's so delicious, right? We love fried pork. Now, here are some interesting stats about bacon. According to a recent poll of restaurant diners, 71% say everything tastes better with bacon, except for maybe yogurt. I mean, that would probably be the exception. But, you know, you never know. You get the right concoction, and it might be delicious. 57% said that they would eat bacon every day if they could. 69% say they consider bacon a side dish that could pair with absolutely anything, perhaps, except for maybe yogurt. Except I just got a text in here reminding us, gosh, you were quick on the draw here, whoever this was this morning, reminding me that there's bacon, maple bacon ice cream now as well. So really wouldn't be that much different maybe with the yogurt, right? I know, combining the two. 43% of male diners say the quickest way to their heart is with bacon. 95% of people say they do have a preference when it comes to bacon preparation. 52% want it crispy. Yeah, I don't know these people who like it like half raw. That's disgusting. And then it's all floppy and weird. 40% say medium. 10% say charred. 8% say just lightly cooked. 5% say deep fried. And 1% of people say raw.
I think I'm medium. I don't like it too burnt. I mean, it's all right if it's a little crispy, then it's good. Sure. But yeah.
Sure. Like, I don't want charred, but you're right. Like, I don't want the fatty part of my bacon to, like, be super fatty. Like, I don't want to get that in my mouth. I have some sort of aversion to that when I get it in my mouth. It's just a weird texture thing for me. So I don't want it too crispy, but I want it crispy. Like, that's just how it's got to go. Yeah. Millennials are the most adventurous when it comes to their bacon, with about 2 in 3 saying they would try some sort of unique bacon-infused menu item. We've seen bacon-infused beers that have come out of distilleries across the country. We've just mentioned the ice cream that got texted to us this morning. There's a lot of good ways to use bacon. Let's be honest. It's not just a breakfast food anymore, and we're kind
it's
of okay with
that. It's not just for
that.
Breakfast anymore.
That's right. That should be a tagline, right? That should be a tagline somewhere. I'm doing the marketing for bacon this morning. And then as we look ahead to Sunday, it is American Chess Day, so if you want to live adventurously on a Labor Day weekend, play a little chess. If you're playing with my Max, don't ever play for money, because sometimes he'll try to get you to do that and he's going to take all of it. Just saying. It's also
it'd be interesting to see a match between Max and Phoenix, because I can never win a game against that kid. I don't know what it is.
I just don't even try.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I just don't even
try anymore.
It's
like searching for Bobby Fischer with that.
That's right. I gave up a long time ago trying to win any game playing with Max. In any, whether it's Boggle, whether it is chess, whether it's checkers, whether it's Scrabble, I give up. I absolutely give up. It's also Ginger Cat Appreciation Day. I love this one. Celebrating all those orange-coated cats of the world. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? There's a lot of good ones, especially when it comes to food. Pet Rock Day, though, we'll mention that one. That is also on Sunday, along with Pink Cadillac Day. So putting the top down, enjoying a ride in a pink Cadillac, as Bruce Springsteen and Aretha Franklin tell us in their songs, might be a good way to celebrate your Labor Day weekend. Now we
Pet
have
Rock
good...
and a Slinky in the same weekend. That's insane. Again, we could make the most out of any ridiculous item thing that was just laying around. Here's a rock. It's going to be your pet now.
And they sold in stores, and people bought them, and they named them, and they took them everywhere with them, which says more maybe about us than the products that were being hawked to us at the time. Now, we do have a few good food ones on the list for Sunday as well. National Burnt Ends Day, if you love a little bit of an appetizer. Dexter just had some delicious barbecue macaroni and cheese the other night with some pork burnt ends on it. Said it was absolutely delicious, so he was very excited about that. National Cherry Popover Day is also on Sunday, along with National Euro Day, or Gyro, or however you pronounce it. Euro. I don't know what the... Yeah, I always say Euro. I know there's some people who like to say Gyro as well, but, you know, Giro is another one I've heard. Yeah. Maybe we should just have a National How to Pronounce Things Day. I think that would be
it's
good
Euro.
For us.
Yeah.
It's also in the UK. Oh, God bless their souls. National Tofu Day is on Sunday for those in the UK. I don't know anybody who's jumping up and down to celebrate that one. And then, as of course, we look ahead to Monday. We can't forget it because we're not going to be here. There's a few good ones on the list. Obviously, Labor Day is the big one on Monday. It's also National Grits for Breakfast Day on Monday. World Coconut Day. Yeah. And if you want to get oddly specific, it's National Blueberry Pop Popsicle Day on Monday as well. So obviously there's a big holiday, so the days are going to be a little weaker. But enjoy, no matter what you're doing. Maybe put your Mai Tai in a nice coconut shell and call it a day and take a 2-for-1 on the calendar days for the weekend. Now, taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, a few clouds and showers lingering this morning, becoming sunny and cooler today. It's going to be a whole lot less humid as well. 79 for a high, 55 tonight, 83 tomorrow, then sunny on Sunday and Monday with highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 68.
This Get Out the Vote message is brought to you by the Family Law Office of Hales Legal Service, who encourage you to be a voter. All registered voters may request a no-excuse absentee ballot, but remember, you need an adult witness to sign it. Learn more at civicmedia.us.vote. To contact Hales Legal Service, LLC, call 608-356-0330.
Slow ruins everything. So why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at a quality float spa in Lake Delton. Feeling the pressure of life's demands? Let it go and float your worries away. A quality float spa offers a unique experience designed to reduce inflammation, relieve stress, and ease pain. Enjoy a private pond filled with salt water and relax to soothing music or peaceful silence. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $90 float gift certificates for just $45 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
I'm lonely.
let you know you're one of my kind.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.